Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. You're going to talk with us about a condition that is relatively rare, but I think you're going to use it to make a very interesting point about this kind of research. The condition we're talking about is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in children. It's a clinical syndrome. In other words, it's defined by its features that resemble alcoholic-induced liver injury, but by definition, it occurs in people, and in this case children, with little or no history of alcohol consumption. Non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, also referred to as NASH, may progress to cirrhosis in as many as 1 in 5 people. It's now recognized as the leading cause of cryptogenic cirrhosis. Fatty liver disease is a manifestation of excessive triglyceride accumulation in the liver. It can occur from the excessive importation of free fatty acids from adipose tissue. It can occur from diminished hepatic export of free fatty acids or from impaired beta oxidation of these free fatty acids. Again, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a spectrum of disorders. It ranges from simple hepatic steatosis without significant inflammation or fibrosis to a frank non-alcoholic steatohepatitis with varying degrees of inflammation and fibrosis. So this week's question is, does vitamin E or metformin reduce elevated liver enzyme levels in children with this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? And Mark, the study's a little unusual in that it's a study that starts looking at children. Most of the time we look at adults and then go to children. Why did they do it this way?
You'd have to ask them. I mean, I think there's a lot of concern over obesity in kids and the long-term consequences of this, you know, massive rise in obesity in kids. And, you know, 20, 30 years from now, we're going to be looking at chronic liver disease in these kids because they've had such a long period of fatty liver disease. You know, in adults, it typically wouldn't develop till people are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And you might only have 20 years left or so for that damage to occur. I think the concern is that in adolescents who are already weighing 250, 300 pounds, where you see this NAFLD, the fatty liver disease, you know, is that going to cause significant problems 30 or 40 years down the road? So there's a desire to find ways to ameliorate that or address that. And so they found 173 kids and adolescents age 8 to 17 years, who had biopsy-confirmed fatty liver disease and persistently elevated ALT levels. They all got standard instructions on diet and exercise, which I'm sure they promptly ignored. They also randomly assigned them to get either metformin 500 twice a day or placebo, and vitamin E 400 twice a day or placebo, or double placebo. And then patients were evaluated every 12 weeks for a total of 8 years, and complete follow-up was in 87% of the participants, which is very good for an 8-year trial. They did a liver biopsy on all of the remaining participants at the end of the 8-year study. And it was a well-designed study, and the people assessing the outcomes were masked to the treatment assignment, so it was double-blinded. The primary outcome was a sustained reduction in ALT, which was defined as 50% or lower than the baseline at each visit. They didn't find any differences in this outcome or in the overall lipid or fasting glucose levels. They found no changes in physical or emotional functioning, quality of life, or anything like that. So basically, vitamin E, metformin don't seem to have any, at least biochemical effect on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. These are often recommended on the basis of sort of theoretical pathophysiologic benefits in adults, but have not been proven to be effective in adults. And here's some evidence that they don't appear to be effective in kids. Now, you know, granted, this is a disease-oriented outcome, But if the disease-oriented outcome isn't improved, it's extremely unlikely that the patient-oriented outcome would be improved either.
Right. So your point is it's far more likely that we see a disease-oriented outcome that isn't translated into a patient-oriented outcome. Your point is if it hasn't even impacted the disease-oriented outcome,
yeah,
it's very unlikely to have a major effect downstream on clinical effect.
That's right. And remember, there have been some concerning studies. There was a meta-analysis in the Annals of Internal Medicine 4 or 5 years ago that showed that as at doses of 800 international units or higher, there was possibly increased all-cause mortality with vitamin E. So it's not something we should be throwing these kids on or adults on without really thinking carefully about it, because there are actually some potential harms that were seen in that earlier meta-analysis.
I wasn't as surprised by the vitamin E as I was by the metformin.
Yeah, and we don't know what the progression was. You know, did their obesity continue to increase, and this was sort of spitting in the wind? I mean, that 500 twice a day of metformin is a little bit on the low side, particularly for the older kids and adolescents. But in any case, so far, no evidence that this is effective.
Okay, so Mark, it seems that that at least for these kids with fatty liver disease, vitamin E and metformin are out.
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk with you again next week. Thanks.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.